Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Guard Your Heart, Cooperating with God. In this session, we'll be looking at Luke chapter 10, verses 17 to 24, Battle for the Heart. Let's read that text as we begin. Luke chapter 10, beginning with verse 17. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight, all things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. And then he turned to his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see and have not seen it, and to hear what you hear and have not heard it. As Christians, we must show up for the battle with a strategy, the threefold plan of action. First, we must learn to see our adversary. Verse 18, and he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. The battle for the heart begins by recognizing the enemy. When Peter tried to convince Jesus to avoid Jerusalem, Jesus rebuked him by saying, Get behind me, Satan. He knew there was a greater force working behind the scenes. Few Christians see that. We get consumed with what we can see and touch, and we rarely consider the unseen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, We do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. When we argue with our spouse or struggle with a rebellious child, we need to see that an enemy is attacking our family. Choosing to ignore the battle does not make the enemy go away. Satan is a liar, a thief, an accuser of the brethren, a murderer, a roaring lion that devours, a deceptive angel of light, the author of confusion, a false teacher, an enemy of the cross. We are engaged in a cosmic battle. The church is not a cruise ship sailing for heaven. We serve on a battleship that breaks down strongholds and delivers the gospel to those living in darkness. We must learn to see our adversary. Second, we must boldly stand with authority. Verse 19, Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. In God's original design, man was given dominion over all creation, but man gave up that authority through sin. Jesus Christ has restored our power over Satan and the forces of evil. We struggle with this truth because we don't feel like we have authority. We struggle with this truth because we fail to recognize the difference between authority and power. Satan is powerful, deceptive, persuasive, and evil. But Jesus promised that we have authority over him, and we can limit Satan's influence in our lives. We cannot compete with Satan according to strength. His army of demons and spiritual forces are much stronger than our flesh. That's why we don't engage him directly. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. We must boldly stand with authority. And third, we must choose to surrender our ability. Verse 21, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. This is a critical element of standing with authority. A child in the hands of God is mightier than the armies of the world. Though weak, through weakness, we experience our greatest strength. When we're willing to surrender to God as a child does to a loving parent, we can access the power of God in our lives. This aspect of our faith is more difficult to apply than seeing the unseen and exercising authority. We do not want to submit to anyone, but we're not surrendering to the enemy, but to a loving and strong God. Learn the paradox of victory through surrender. And you have a great day.